This week, the cultural highlights in our greater region include chamber music, a staged reading, rare journalistic photography, and a few rock shows. The New York Woodwind Quintet will play a diverse program, including works by Renaissance composer Monteverdi, Beethoven, and Jean Francais at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday at 6, as part of the Close Encounters with Music Chamber Series. And Emily Kalish will perform original works by 5 contemporary composers in a solo violin recital at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington on Sunday at 3. That concert is open to the public and admission is free. Wham! Theater's second season of Fresh Takes staged readings kicks off with a reading of Silence by Maura Buffini at Six Depot Roastery and Cafe in West Stockbridge on Sunday. In Silence, a bride and groom forge a pact to keep a secret in this dark comedy where Shakespeare's cross-dressers meet Monty Python's blithering knights. Photographer Sally Eagle presents Cuba at the Turning Point, an illustrated talk on her recent trip to the Caribbean island, much in the news of late, at Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Sally Eagle spent 3 weeks traveling around Cuba last December, photographing the everyday lives of Cubans in cities like Havana and Santiago, and in smaller villages. She will present a visual journey of the evolution of politics, architecture, culture, and society in a fascinating country that is going through yet another historic transition as relations with the United States warm to their greatest point in a half century. Pressure Cooker, a documentary about an inner-city high school culinary arts program that garnered the Berkshire International Film Festival Audience Award and Jury Prize Award for Best Documentary in 2009, will have a free encore screening as part of BIFF's 10th anniversary season on Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Triplex Cinema. The directors will be in attendance for a Q&A immediately following the film. Ohio-based folk Americana group Over the Rhine brings its glistening harmonies and wistful ballads to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. The group's members were variously inspired by Van Morrison, Charles Bukowski, Buddy Holly, old gospel hymns, the so-called Great American Songbook, and the Civil War. Over the Rhine especially appeals to fans of Cowboy Junkies, with whom they have toured as adjunct members. Russian-American violinist Yevgeny Kutik will perform selections from his most recent album, Music from the Suitcase, a collection of Russian rarities, as well as Cesar Franck's towering sonata in A, in a program called From Russia with Love at the Hudson Opera House on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of the Classics on Hudson season. Photographer Ash Thayer will give a slide presentation and signed copies of her new book, Kill City, Lower East Side Squatters, 1992 to 2000, at Time and Space Limited in Hudson on Sunday at 3:45 p.m. The East Village squatters of the 1990s were forced to be secretive and exclusive as a result of their poor legal standing in the buildings. Few outsiders were welcome, and even fewer photographers or journalists. Thayer's camera accompanied her everywhere, however, because she lived at the squats and worked alongside other residents. The trust earned from her subjects was unique, and her access intimate, making Kill City a rare documentary of New York's legendary East Village squatters. The event, a collaboration between TSL and Karen Schomer Bookseller, is free and open to the public. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.